This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A senior Qatari official has urged both Israel and Hamas to show more commitment and more seriousness in ceasefire negotiations. More from the AP's Karen Chamas.
In interviews with Israeli media, Qatar's foreign ministry spokesperson Majed Al Ansari expressed disappointment in both Israel and Hamas for still not reaching a new deal. He said each side is making decisions based on political interests and not with the good of civilians in mind. Qatar, which hosts Hamas headquarters in Doha, has been a key intermediary between the two. There's growing international pressure for Hamas and Israel to reach a ceasefire deal and avert an Israeli attack on Rafah. Speaking at the World Economic Forum in Riyadh, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas warned against the proposed Israeli attack on the city in southern Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pope Francis, speaking to thousands of people gathered in St. Mark's Square in Venice, said that he was thinking about the struggles facing the people of Haiti.
Penso ad Haiti.
The pontiff expressed concern for the effect the struggling healthcare system as well as food insecurity is having, forcing some to flee. He also hoped that the country's new presidential transitional council would be able to help Haiti get the peace and stability it so badly needs. South Africa has marked 30 years since the end of apartheid with a ceremony in its capital. At the ceremony, South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa, reflected on the progress made since.
Apartheid was an ideology and a system aimed at controlling every aspect of people's lives.
Ramaphosa conceded that there had been setbacks over the years. South Africa's path to freedom was long, and thousands of people lost their lives during the struggle for liberation. This is VOA News. The World Economic Forum's special meeting on global collaboration, growth, and energy for development kicked off in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on Sunday. At the meeting, tech billionaire turned philanthropist Bill Gates said success in the fight to wipe out polio is not guaranteed.
The world is very close to eradicating one of the most preventable threats humanity has ever faced. But it's not done until we get to zero. It can spread back to where it was before.
Gates welcomed a $500 million pledge from Saudi Arabia to fight polio over the next 5 years, bringing it in line with the U.S. as one of the biggest national donors. After the latest attack in the Red Sea on a British oil tanker, a top Houthi official in the Yemeni capital is vowing to attack U.S. interests across the region. We hear more from VOA's Edward Yeradian.
Sky News Arabia, based in the UAE, claimed the Houthis may attack U.S. military forces in Djibouti, Eritrea, or Somalia. It is not clear that the Houthis have the technology to undertake such a feat. London-based Iran analyst Mirdad Khansari tells VOA that he thinks Tehran is agitating its Houthi militia proxies to keep the focus off Iran's most important regional ally, Hezbollah in Lebanon, which he thinks Israel would like to destroy or severely damage. Edward Yeranian, VOA News, Cairo.
The Philippines on Saturday denied a Chinese claim that the two countries had reached an agreement over an escalating maritime dispute in the South China Sea, calling the claim propaganda. A spokesperson for China's embassy in Manila said on April 18th that the two had agreed earlier this year on a new model to managing tensions on the Second Tama Shoal without elaborating. Philippine Defense Secretary Gilberto Teodoro said on Saturday his department was not aware of, nor is party to, any internal agreement with China. Thousands of people rallied across Australia on Sunday demanding action to end gender-based violence in the country. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese attended the protests in Canberra.
We need to change the culture. We need to change attitudes. We need to change the legal system. We need to change the approach by all governments, because it's not enough to support victims.
In a speech in Canberra, Albanese said the violence is a national crisis. Data collected by Destroy the Joint, which is an online Australian feminist group, has recorded at least 25 women being killed since 2024. For additional stories, be sure to visit our website. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.